This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, nothing but the facts in the United States of America, right? Nobody believes it. Come on. Medical examiner says suicide for Jeffrey Epstein. New poll is out. Over 40% of Americans do not believe it was suicide. I'm surprised it's so low. It shows you how low information most voters are, how stupid and gullible most people are. They don't watch the news. Maybe some of them are stupid. I don't want to be rash here. Some of them are stupid. Some of them are too busy working for a living to watch the news and know what's going on, or they just watch the evening news and nothing else. No, so that's even worse than not watching the news, because it's so racist, so prejudiced, so biased, so pro-Democrat, so pro-liberal, so pro-globalist, so pro-open borders that you never get a single fact on the evening news or CNN or MSNBC. And so you're better off watching nothing and knowing nothing than watching the evening news, CNN, or MSNBC. So I guess that's why only slightly above 40% of Americans don't believe it was suicide, and the medical examiner comes out and says suicide. I'll get to that and more in a minute. I want to mention late-breaking news. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has a ruling that will allow Trump and his asylum ban to stay in place in Texas and New Mexico. A ruling for the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals today will allow that asylum plan to stay in place, but Hill reports the court said in the ruling it denied the government's broader request to reverse a previous decision blocking the policy, but upheld the injunction for states on the border outside of its jurisdiction. The policy in question denies asylum to migrants who pass through another country on their way to the United States without applying for asylum at the other nation first. For example, migrants from South America who deny request asylum in Mexico. The majority of migrants trying to enter the United States do not apply in any other nation first. You know what that means? The majority of migrants trying to enter the United States, for the most part, are Mexican. You know, Central America has become huge in the last couple of years, but mostly Mexicans. They don't have to apply in another nation first. The first nation they come to is the United States. But a lower court judge previously ruled the policy could open up migrants to abuse by forcing them to apply in other nations first. What an interesting excuse there. Wow. These liberals have come up with anything. They look like such idiots. The district court clearly erred by failing to consider whether nationwide relief is necessary to remedy plaintiffs' alleged harms, the Friday ruling said. Based on the limited record before us, we do not believe a nationwide injunction is justified. All right, so with that done, without further ado, I want to get to my commentary, my column coming out in the Las Vegas Review Journal and newspapers around the country on Sunday. Is a Democrat running for president a criminal and traitor? Is there a Democrat running for president that is a criminal and traitor? Wait till you hear this one. Guess what we just found out today? A candidate for the Democrat presidential nomination may very well be a criminal. Not just a criminal, but quite possibly a traitor. And if things go wrong, he could actually be charged with conspiracy in the murder of a federal law enforcement agent. This clown wants to be president of the United States. He should actually be in a prison cell thinking about the criminal conspiracy he has created and coordinated to put law enforcement lives in danger. Now, we can all agree to disagree about our political views. I personally want a very high and thick wall, thousands of drones hovering over the wall, and thousands of additional border agents behind it. I want to protect America first, American taxpayers, American jobs, and the integrity of the election system. Democrats obviously disagree, and that's fair. I'm being so nice here, right? A political opinion is not a crime. We all have free speech in America, except for conservatives at Google, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. But what we don't have is the right to break the law if we don't like it, right? Anyone on the left want to argue with that statement? Speak now or forever hold your peace. There are radical, extreme, wild-eyed Democrats running for president who want to change laws to help lawbreakers. And that's tragic, but it's not illegal. Once again, aren't I being nice? Feeling bad for lawbreakers, wanting to decriminalize their crime, crossing our border illegally, wanting to give them free health insurance, free college. It all sounds crazy, but it's not illegal to fight for these things. But breaking the current law is illegal. It is a crime. Aiding and abetting criminals is a crime. Take, for example, the liberal judge in Massachusetts who told the illegal alien felon standing in her court to race out the back door because ICE agents were waiting in front to deport him. That's aiding and abetting a criminal. And thankfully, that judge was indicted and removed from the bench earlier this year by the Trump administration. My educated guess is she will never be a judge again. She will be disbarred. And hopefully she will spend a period of time in prison to think about what she did. Yet there is a Democrat running for president who has committed a far more serious crime. Meet Pete Buttigieg, whatever the hell his name is. I always call him Pete Butthead. The mayor of South Bend, Indiana. And he really is a butthead. Mayor Pete's crime is far worse than a judge telling a felon to run. Those are just words. And you can argue it was a stupid, reckless, spur-of-the-moment decision by that judge. Yes, a crime, but without any premeditated plan. She didn't plan it. She didn't think about it. She let her mouth run. And she did something stupid without thinking about it. But Mayor Pete took premeditated action and on a grand scale. News is out this week that Mayor Pete was one of the creators of a phone tree, an automated calling system to alert illegal aliens in his city, South Bend, Indiana, whenever ICE raids were coming. The goal was to quickly and efficiently encourage illegal aliens, including, of course, dangerous and violent felons, to escape a federal law enforcement agency of the United States. Now, folks, no matter your politics, this is a serious crime against America, the American people, and the rule of law. This is aiding and abetting of criminals. In my opinion, this is the very definition of treason. And this premeditated criminal conspiracy put the lives of ICE agents at risk. What if an ICE agent was ambushed and murdered by MS-13 gang members who were tipped off by Mayor Pete's system? In that case, I think it's clear the alert system created and coordinated by Mayor Pete directly led to the murder of a federal law enforcement officer. And the law calls that, quote, conspiracy to commit murder, unquote. There is no question in my mind what needs to happen next. Just like that liberal judge, Mayor Pete must be indicted, prosecuted, and sent to prison for his criminal conspiracy. Politicians cannot break the law because they don't like the law. Actions have consequences. How did Obama put it? This is the perfect teaching moment, President Trump. Put Mayor Pete in prison. There's my commentary. Serious stuff, man. I got to tell you, very serious stuff. You can't believe what comes out of the mouth of Democrats. You can't believe what comes out of the mouth of the Ilhan Omars and the Rashida Tlaibs and the Maxine Waters. And the list is long. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. They're all horrible, all of them. But I don't know that any of them has ever gone to the level, the depth that this guy, Mayor Pete, has gone to. But I'll tell you what I do think. First of all, I think they're all capable of it, and maybe they have done it. I don't know. But I know one thing. Mayor Pete is the mayor of a small city, South Bend, Indiana. It's the home of Notre Dame. There's nothing there but Notre Dame, and all the workers of Notre Dame, and the professors of Notre Dame, and the students of Notre Dame. You don't think that this is a sign that this is happening in every big city in America? You don't think the mayor of Oakland, Libby Schaaf, also said ICE is coming, and gave a warning to illegal aliens, including felons, that ICE was coming that weekend. You don't think she knows about this and she's doing the same thing? You don't think she did more than just say it in a press conference? You don't think she has a system in place like Mayor Pete Butthead has? You don't think so? I think so. I think the mayors of New York, the mayors of Los Angeles, the mayors of San Francisco, the mayors of Newark, the mayors of every major city in America, Detroit, Baltimore, Cleveland, if there's a Democrat mayor of a 100% Democratic city, I guarantee you Mayor Pete is not the only one doing this, which means we got to go arrest all these mayors. They're all criminals, every single one of them. Anyone who does this, who warns illegals via telephone, that's a well-thought-out, premeditated crime against the federal government and the United States Constitution and the police and the citizens. So if Pete Buttigieg, tell me how you think it's pronounced, Chris. Pete Buttigieg? Buttigieg? I don't know. I don't know if you're right. You're sure you're right? Pete Buttigieg? I thought it was Edge. Pete Buttigieg. I call him Mayor Butt. Exactly. I call him Butthead. But if Butthead did it, then I guarantee you every Democrat of every major city is doing it, which means they're all committing massive aiding and abetting crimes against the United States government. And all you need is one illegal with a gun or a knife or a gang of MS-13 illegals to get that tip and to turn around and murder an ICE agent. And I think the politician should be charged with murder. All right. Now we're back to Epstein, which, of course, is the biggest news story of the day. And a top forensic pathologist, Dr. Cyril Wecht, was on Fox News today and said only 1% of hanging deaths result in a broken hyoid bone, which is what Jeffrey Epstein had. 1%. That's all that happened. So is it possible he hung himself and he got it? Sure. But highly unlikely. But meanwhile, the same day he says that, the medical examiner rules Jeffrey Epstein committed suicide by hanging. New poll out, over 40% of Americans believe Epstein was murdered. It's actually 42% is the number. Only 29% of Americans believe Epstein committed suicide. 42% think Epstein was murdered to prevent him from testifying, and 29% are undecided. So a huge amount of Americans, far more than think he committed suicide, believe that Jeffrey Epstein was murdered. And at this point, I'm with him. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War. The show is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. The sponsor of this segment of the show is My Doctor Suggests. You've heard me talk about them on radio for, actually for 3.5 years, because I've been using their lozenges, their silver lozenges, for 3.5 years since the moment I started the radio show. We're now 3 years and, 7 months, and I've never missed a minute on the air. Not 1 minute due to a hoarse voice, and I have a naturally hoarse voice, which you can hear as I speak, always hoarse, but I've never missed a minute on the air. Teach you on radio TV, never missed a minute, thanks to their silver lozenges. And I took them from day one. Someone told me about My Doctor Suggests, and it's been amazing. And then they became the sponsor of the show. I called them and said, guys, you should be the sponsor of the show. And so they became sponsor of the show. And then they gave me their alkaline silver, structured silver liquid called Silver Solution. And I started sucking on that like a whiskey bottle. And I drink it like 4 times a day now. And not only do I never get sick, but I no longer have any brain fog. And I sleep a lot less. I probably sleep 4 or 5 hours a night, and that's it. And I wake up sharp as a tack. That's amazing. And no more leaky gut. I eat whatever I want, although I eat healthy. But, I mean, I used to eat healthy and still feel tired, fatigued, or get brain fog, or upset stomach. And I get none of that after I eat now. So thank you, My Doctor Suggests. You've really been a godsend for me and so many of my listeners and viewers, because I get more letters about My Doctor Suggests than any other product I've ever had on this show. So give them a call. You can't get their products in stores. You can only get it by calling 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggests.com/root, mydoctorsuggests.com/root. Use the promo code ROOT to save 20% off the bill every single time you call. MyDoctorSuggests.com/root. Tell them Wainwright sent you. So I wanted to tell you about this poll. More than 40% of Americans believe Epstein was murdered. And I read that headline, and I thought that meant 60% think he wasn't murdered. It was a suicide. But no. No, it's the latest Rasmussen poll. Only 29% of American adults believe Epstein committed suicide. 42% think he was murdered to prevent him from testifying against powerful people with whom he associated. And 29% are undecided. Other theories have been floated, though they weren't included in the poll. One is that he is that a body double was found for Epstein, then he was killed. The body double and post look like him in jail. Well, the real Epstein was taken away by the Trump administration because they're, you know, they're going after Clinton and all the above. Well, I think that's crazy. I think that one is tinfoil hat. I think he was murdered, though. 67% said they've closely followed news reports about Epstein. 25% have followed the news. Very closely. So 67% closely, 25% very closely. And among Americans who have followed the story very closely, 56% believe he was murdered. Men are also more likely than women to think he was murdered. And a top forensic pathologist says only 1% of people who have this hyoid bone broken in their neck had it from a hanging. The most of them were murdered. It's Dr. Cyril Wecht. He's a doctor and lawyer. He told Fox News today that a Montreal study found only 2 of 239 hanging deaths resulted in a broken hyoid bone, or less than 1% of those killed. So there's two amazing parts about this thing, right? First of all, Dr. Mark Siegel was on Fox News yesterday, and he said in suicide hanging, it might be 6 to 10% of the time, but 90 to 94% of the time, it's murder when you have that bone broken. And now this doctor says 99% of the time, it's homicide, and only 1%, it's suicide. And then what was the other stat? I think it was in the 40-year history of the prison, no one's ever committed suicide before. So how could all of this be true, and it's a suicide? And they happen to transfer the roommate out the night before. So there was no witness to anything. And all the cameras malfunctioned and the guards didn't check on him. And they were all overworked and on overtime and asleep. Yeah, okay. You ever hear anything so stupid in your entire life? It's all impossible. When we get back, we have a great guest, Corey Lewandowski, coming up right next. He was with Trump in New Hampshire last night. That's where Corey's from, New Hampshire, at Trump's Keep America Great rally. And he's considering a run for U.S. Senate in New Hampshire. I didn't know that. And he's going to appear before the judiciary panel next month to defend Trump. Can't wait to hear about that. Corey Lewandowski, the former campaign manager for Donald Trump, and FOW, friend of war, friend of Wayne Allyn Root. For war. Corey Lewandowski up next. Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio Network. My website, rootforamerica.com. You can email me anytime, wayneroot@gmail.com. And you can find me on Twitter, @RealWayneRoot.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath. Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlique. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlique tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlique.
Garlique, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The New York City Medical Examiner says Jeffrey Epstein killed himself in his Manhattan jail cell. The autopsy released today determines that the official cause of death was suicide. Dr. Cyril Wett is a forensic pathologist. He reacts to this news.
I want to hear more. If they tell me he hurled himself down, fine. But if they're telling me that he was just kneeling down and he broke the hyoid bone and the cervical vertebrae, no way, with all due respect to the fine forensic pathologist there at the NYC, a medical examiner's office, and my colleague who is an observer, I'm sorry, I do not buy that.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and stocks are rallying at the end of the week as the Dow gained 307 points to close at 25,886, the NASDAQ up 129, the S&P gained 41. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses, and you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure, you were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
You
can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, it's war. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio Network, Newsmax TV, and hour number 3. You know me as the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Wall Street's as all-American as you get. You can buy a stock and ride it to the top and make a fortune if they do things right. That's about as all-American as you can get. And Fordham Resources is one of those stocks, publicly traded, diversified, a natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fordham's led by Chairman and CEO Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Fordham is now the main title sponsor of this TV show. We've named the studio after them. It's the Fordham Studio, Fordham Resources Studio. They have over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property, 180 square miles. That's 10 times bigger than the city of Manhattan, New York. Fordham's traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Please visit FordhamResources.com for a complete review. Make your own decision. Study it. Make your own educated choice. FordhamResources.com, F-O-R-T-E-M, ticker symbol FTMR. All right, we've got a great guest with us, Corey Lewandowski. I've known him since he started out as the campaign manager, the very first campaign manager for Donald Trump. Actually, the very first for a moment was my other buddy, Roger Stone. And then Corey took over as the real campaign manager and really did a great job. His new book, Trump's Enemies, How the Deep State is Undermining the Presidency. And here's some new news. Corey, my understanding is you're considering a run for the United States Senate in New Hampshire against Democrat Senator Jeanne Sheehan. Or Shaheen. Oh, yeah. Shaheen. Is that
Wayne,
how you pronounce it? Jean.
Wayne? Yeah, Shaheen. You're exactly right, Wayne. Look, we had the president up here in New Hampshire last night at Granite State. And what we saw was a massive crowd, the largest crowd that the arena has ever held. It was a capacity crowd with people outside. But Jeanne Shaheen, when she had the opportunity to support the president's agenda, including voting for Neil Gorsuch, she voted no. Voting for Justice Kavanaugh, she voted no. When it came to defunding sanctuaries, she voted no. So I don't believe she represents the values of the people of New Hampshire. And she's one of these people, Wayne, who went into public service as a very average American, and has after 22 years of public service, now has an enormous wealth portfolio. And I think the American people are tired of that, so I'm very seriously looking at challenging her for the November 2020 U.S. Senate race.
All right, so a couple of things. First of all, you're going kind of in and out, and it sounds like you're on a cell phone, but just try and keep your mouth right next to the speaker because it sounds like you're kind of moving back and forth, and we're having a hard time hearing you. But I got enough to understand that Corey is thinking about a run for New Hampshire U.S. Senate, and that his opponent is just a typical Democrat, a lifelong government employee, and really hasn't done anything as a senator and voted against Kavanaugh. I mean, just, you know, a typical Democrat who votes in lockstep with the Obamas and the Hillary Clintons and all the other, the Pocahontases and all the others. Corey, let me ask something. Is there anyone else declared in that Senate race on the Republican side? Would you be up against somebody who's already made it clear they're running?
Well, there's two other potential candidates in the race. The issue is, Wayne, the Republican primary for that race is September of next year. So the primary is still over a year away. The president's pollster, Tony Fabrizio, did a poll last week for me that was released publicly and shows I'm the leader by a 4-to-1 margin, and my name ID in the state of New Hampshire is north of 70% when the other two candidates are somewhere in the low single digits with name ID. So if I get in the race, Tony Fabrizio says I'm the clear front runner. I will have the fundraising prowess to deliver because you're going to need money, and you know that's unfortunately part of what politics is about, and I have a national profile to raise that money for and hold Jeanne Shaheen accountable. So, look, ideally, if I get in the race, the other candidates will realize that I will have the support, I believe, of the president and of the administration and of the national fundraising apparatus to defeat Jeanne Shaheen. So if I get in, I hope that they would decide to get out of the race and run for one of the other offices, that would also be available to them.
All right, let's get a little landscape of what's going on up in New Hampshire, because I'm not really aware of the, you know, New Hampshire to me used to be a red state, then it became a purple state, and lately it's been trending, I think, kind of blue, right? In other words, you have two U.S. senators, one Republican, one Democrat, or two Democrats? Who's there now?
Two Democrat U.S. senators, two Democrat U.S. Congress members, okay? We have a Republican governor, but the Democrats control the state legislature, both chambers of that, and so, look, things have changed dramatically in New Hampshire, and what we have seen is that the makeshift Republicans, those so-called country club Republicans who want to have specific candidates in mind, have failed to elect anybody in the state in a long time. And so I believe that the people of New Hampshire want a fighter. They want someone who knows what their values are, someone who's chosen to raise his family in the state, whose kids go to the public schools, who's there every day that he can be, and that's me, Wayne. The difference is what the Democratic Party has done is they've moved so far to the left. They've embraced socialism. Gene Shaheen votes more with the Bernie Sanders AOC wing of the Democratic Party than she ever has before. She must support their values. She has never condemned the hatred that AOC plus three has said about Israel. She hasn't condemned any of the crazy things that have been said against this president. She votes in lockstep with Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, and I don't believe that's where the people of New Hampshire are.
Did you? You probably don't even know, because it just came out today, only on a couple of conservative news sites, and the mainstream media, of course, has not gone near it. We're talking to Corey Lewandowski, by the way, former Trump campaign manager, helped get Trump elected president of the United States, a friend of war, a friend of Wayne Allyn Root, and a guy who may be the next United States Senator, Republican from New Hampshire. Let's hope. Let's keep our fingers crossed. Let's pray. All of the above. But Corey, did you know that I can never pronounce his name. Pete Buttigieg. I call him Pete Butthead. But the mayor of South Bend could be guilty of a major crime. You know that the Trump administration prosecuted a judge in Massachusetts who said to an illegal felon, go out the back door right now because ICE is waiting in front. And that's called aiding and abetting. You know that, right? So
now,
here's
course,
the latest.
I'm very familiar with that judge. I haven't heard this on Pete, though.
Right, so here's the deal with Pete. It's amazing how radical these people are. So Pete was not just a person who did something like that. The judge said something, and it was rash, it was reckless. I can even argue that I think she's terrible, but it was a rash thing she did with no premeditated thought. That happens sometimes. He, on the other hand, this would be premeditated if it's true, but you got to prove it in court of law. He is the founder and creator of a call tree in his town, which is an automated phone calling system that calls illegal aliens to let them know ICE raids are beginning in our town. Get out. Now, I got to tell you, if that's true, Corey, A, he's a traitor to the United States of America. B, he's involved in a criminal conspiracy against a federal government agency. And C, it hasn't happened yet, thank God, but if any ICE agent had been killed because they were tipped off by this guy's system, the mayor's system, that warns them ICE is coming, and they murdered an ICE agent, I think you make a great case he could be charged for aiding and abetting a murder, a conspiracy to commit murder, a conspiracy to commit massive crimes against the American people. Can you imagine he's running for president of the United States with a record like that?
Well, my guess, Wayne, is this falls in line with what the Democrats' philosophy is, which don't respect our law enforcement. People who are in this country legally get more rights and privileges than the people who came here legally, right? I'm sure he will be considered a hero on the left.
Yeah. They're going to cheer him.
True.
Yes, they'll cheer him, no question.
Wayne, the world is upside down. I'm a guy who went to the New Hampshire Police Academy and wore a uniform every day and put on my shield and my gun to go out and protect the American people of the state of New Hampshire, okay? These people, these elected officials, these people like the judge, they don't have any respect for law enforcement officers, for the job that they do every day, for the sacrifices they make. And if that's what happened, then I think the Democrats should be calling on Pete to leave this race. The mainstream media should be calling on Mayor Pete to leave the race. If he was aiding and abetting known illegals to prevent them from getting possibly arrested or deported, That is a crime, and there should be a prosecution.
Right, it should be a prosecution, exactly. Not just leave the race, but the Trump administration should treat him just like that judge. Except, as I keep arguing, the judge didn't premeditatedly and purposely plan that. She just blurted out, you know, hey, I just found out ICE is waiting in back. Go out the other way. That's terrible. That's a crime. That's aiding and abetting. But it's not premeditated. It's kind of like whether you murdered someone and you thought about it and you planned it versus a heat of the moment with passion going on. He planned it. He sat around and go, let's come up with an automated phone system that lets all the illegals in our town know that the federal agents are in town. That's really bad. That's a bad crime.
That's remarkable. That's terrible.
So we'll see. We'll see if it's true, right?
Wayne, you're right, but if that did happen and one officer's life was put in jeopardy because of that, there should be follow-up. Absolutely.
Right. So it's just funny because I always thought that Beto O'Rourke was the dumbest guy, you know, with a pea-sized brain in the race with nothing between his ears. But I'm now starting to think that this Mayor Pete is right up there with him. They're just such bad people. They don't care about Americans. They don't care about real people born in this country. They don't care about taxpayers, Corey. Their whole campaign is about illegal aliens and making sure that criminals can vote, felons can vote to cancel out your vote and mine. You know, you're a breath of fresh air. I only hope you're Senator Corey Lewandowski. That'd be great, Corey.
Thank you, Wayne. I'll do my best. I promise I'll come back on and we'll talk some more about it.
You got it. Make sure you tell President Trump War says hi, all right?
I'll do that. Thank you.
Thank you, Corey. Good luck in New Hampshire. God bless, future Senator. All right. My buddy Corey Lewandowski, good man. Helped elect President Trump, President of the United States, and hopefully he could be a big help in the United States Senate representing New Hampshire. All right. Wayne Allyn-Root. Raw and unfiltered. Get the best guests, get the best conversation, get the best rants, get the best inside scoops right here on USA Radio. More in a sec. Don't forget Newsmax TV at 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific as well. Watch me on TV and switch to the big screen. Be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents
Lemo, Lemo. And Doug.
Lemo, there's a woman threatening to sign up for generic car insurance.
Grab your birdseed and let's go.
I'm going to sign these papers right here, right now.
Ma'am, drop the pen. Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Thanks, Limu, Emu, and Doug.
Don't thank us. Thank Liberty Mutual, but also thank us.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. Another big day, man. I'm a hustler. I got to tell you, I'm a hustler. You know, I got two more advertisers today for my TV show and one for my national radio show. So my national TV show, as of September, is completely full. Every slot taken, completely full. And I've got somebody who wants to pay me like a NASCAR driver. They want to put something in the background while I'm talking on TV, and if I leave it there, they'll pay a certain fee. So it's kind of like a NASCAR driver wearing the patches on his uniform and on his car. I got every inch sold, every inch. I got to hustle, man. I'm like a Trump. Come on, Donald. You got to adopt me. Wayne Jr., come on. What are you waiting for? All right. Let's talk about the sponsor of this segment of the show, which is Newsmax TV. You'll see me on Newsmax TV in about an hour and 7 minutes at 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific. Newsmax TV is America's fast-growing cable news channel. In 70 million homes, 80 million by the end of the year, reaching 150 million Americans via online streaming devices. And I'm the host of the Newsmax primetime TV show, Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, 5 nights a week, Monday through Friday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific. You can watch me with Bill O'Reilly. We open the show together 3 nights a week. And if you don't get Newsmax TV, call your local cable system and tell them you want Newsmax TV on your cable TV, and they should make you happy or you'll leave. To make it simple, call this toll-free number, and we will connect you instantly to your cable system for free. Call toll-free 844-500-6397, 844-500-6397. And in the meantime, even though you don't have us on cable at the moment, watch for free every night at NewsmaxTV.com. So at 8 o'clock, when the clock strikes 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific, I'm on Newsmax TV. That's it. Just go there on your desktop, your laptop, or get the Newsmax TV app on your cell phone. It's free. Both of them, absolutely free. And you can watch me anytime. All right, other big news stories today. It's no surprise that I'm Jewish, and I kind of enjoy stories involving Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib. I just can't stand those two witches. That's what they are. They're witches. And they're the two worst humans that have ever been in the United States House. They represent Hamas and Hezbollah, as far as I'm concerned, terrorist organizations in the United States House. They might as well. And Israel banned them yesterday from entering Israel because they said, you know, basically they're up to no good. They're going to cause nothing but trouble. They're terrible people. And they want to be here to put a spotlight on the boycott movement. And we don't allow people in to ruin our economy. So screw you. You're not coming in. So then they lost their minds and they shrieked and they freaked out. And guess what? It's turned out to be a big nothing. I could have told them that. Just like, you know, all the Muslims said, oh my God, if you make Jerusalem the capital of Israel and you move the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem, that's the end of the world. We'll riot, we'll kill, we'll murder, we'll burn the world down. Trump did it. Nothing happened. And I'm sure people told Netanyahu that if you ban two U.S. Congress people from Israel, the world will burn down. America will come and get you. America will abandon Israel. They'll cut off funding for Israel. Actually, nothing happened. And so then she came back and tweeted Rashida Tlaib, whose grandmother lives in the Palestine territories. She came back and tweeted something to the effect of, listen, I just want to go see my grandma. I promise that I won't do anything bad. I won't lead any boycotts of Israel, and I won't lead any protests. I just want to see my grandmother. She's in her 90s. I'll never see her again. So Israel made a compassionate decision and said, okay, you can come in for that. And then she said, nope, I don't want to come in. I won't do it. And Israel's prime minister really hit her good on Twitter. He said her Rashida Tlaib's hatred of Israel is greater than her love for her grandmother. And that's what I say about Democrats every day. Their hatred for Trump is stronger than their love of America. Her hatred of Israel is greater than her love for her grandmother. She tweeted out that she will not visit Israel. Last night, she sent a letter to the exact same ambassador to Israel and asked him to allow her to visit her grandmother. Be compassionate to me and let me visit her. She's in her 90s. This might be my last opportunity to see her. And he agreed. His name is Joshua Kaplan. He agreed to the humanitarian request, but it turns out it was just a provocation aimed at embarrassing Israel. I'm sorry, his name is R.A. Dury. R.A. Dury is the ambassador. And Dury's statement came in response to Tlaib's announcement earlier Friday. She will not visit her grandmother in the West Bank after the country said it would grant her entry under humanitarian circumstances. Tlaib said, when I won, meaning when she won her election, it gave the Palestinian people hope that someone will finally speak the truth about the inhumane conditions. I can't allow the state of Israel to take away that light by humiliating me and use my love for my city to bow down to their oppressive and racist policies. Silencing me and treating me like a criminal is not what she wants from me, my grandmother. It would kill a piece of me. I've decided that visiting my grandmother under these oppressive conditions stands against everything I believe in, fighting against racism, oppression, and injustice. And meanwhile, Dury, the Israeli ambassador, revealed Tlaib had requested and was granted permission to enter the West Bank to visit her grandmother. And she doesn't want it because he's right. Her hatred of Israel is greater than her love for her grandmother. And as far as that malarkey, that nonsense, that bullspit, that Israel's the bad guy and they're doing such terrible things to oppress the Palestinians, maybe the Palestinians should check out their leaders. You know, like, remember the guy who's dead, Yasser Arafat? When he died, I believe he had something like $6 billion. And his wife lived in Paris and buys designer clothes and lives in like an $8 million condo overlooking the Arc de Triomphe in France. And the daughters, you know, go to the best colleges. He rips you off. He stole all your aid money from the United States and ripped you off. That's why the Palestinians have no peace. That's why they have no wealth. That's why they have no prosperity. Because their leaders make money off of war and hatred.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. 2.